Be'ezah Shem Mizbeuchu begin Perek Toshiva, the ninth chapter in the Rambam Masechet Korban Pesach, and the laws of the Pesach sacrifice, and the Sefer Korbanos, and the laws of individual Korbanos. When this Perek, we continue the theme of the previous Perek regarding the eating of the Korban Pesach, as it applies to the group and to those who are eating the Korban Pesach. Halacha Alf discusses the B'nei Chabura. Kol Oichel Min HaPesach, whoever eats from the Korban Pesach, in Oichel El Chabura Achas, could only eat it in one group. And, Ve'im Oitzin Memenu Min HaChabura Shechaba, you now take it out from that group where you're eating it. And whoever takes out the minimum of an olive-sized piece of the meat, mechabur lechabura, from one group to another group, but leil chamish asa on the night of the 15th of Nisan, like is going to get lashes, like says the pasuk in Shemais. You shouldn't take out from the house, from the meat, outside. Now, this is only if he also puts it down outside. And the reason for that is, because the terminology in the pasuk is saitzi, is haitzah, taking out, which is the same concept we find in one of the Malachas Malachas of Shabbos. Therefore, it has to have the same qualification like the Malach of Haitzah carrying out on Shabbos, which is one has to actually pick it up and actually put it down. Now, however, there's no taking out after taking out by Pesach. And the reason is, the moment the first person already took it out, it becomes invalidated. So even if it was taken back in, someone else takes it out, that would not be a liability. Now, from the doorway, and inner is kalifnim, is like inside, like you didn't leave. Min agav lachutz, from doorway and outside is kalachutz, like outside. Now the agav atzmai, now the agav itself, shu ovi apesach, which is the thickness of the doorway, that's kalachutz, has a status like outside, and therefore if one would take it to the doorway, it's like it took it out of the home, which is forbidden. Hachaloinais, v'ovi aksalam, the windows and the thickness of the walls, that's kalifnim, that's like inside, and therefore you didn't violate. Hagagim v'aliyas, the roofs and the lofts, ein the mechlal bais, that's not considered part of the house, and that would be a problem. Halacha base. B'sar haPesach sheyatzah chutz lechaberasi. So if there's meat of the Korban Pesach was taken out of where its group is, b'mezadim, b'meshkog, whether deliberately, whether by mistake, nesu b'achila, that meat becomes forbidden to be eaten. And because v'areik b'sar kachik kachim, it's the same concept as meat of a kachik kachim carbon, sheyatzah chutz lazar, where if it's not allowed to go past the kosher, and if it did, it becomes invalid. So to a b'sar kachim kalam, it's like a low-level kachim, sheyatzah chutz lechayim yisir yishalayim, is taken out of the walls of Yerushalayim, shakol ketreif, it's all has the halachic status like a treifa. What does treifa have to do? Because we actually learn that from the pasuk in Shemais, and basa basad b'treifa, that it left out of its area, so it gives the halacha like a treifa, doesn't really mean say it's a mortal defect, and therefore looking at a chalasa, it's just like you can't eat a treifa, so too you can't eat an animal that left out of its perimeter, and one will get lashes for eating a commission b'arnu, but ma'isa karbanis, like we explained the laws of ma'isa karbanis in Perek Yudav Halacha Vav. Now, let's say eva shayatsa miktsasa, let's say the limb that only part of the limb left its perimeter. So in chayta chabasa, what you do is you cut off the meat up until the area where it had left the chabur, the house, and you cut down the meat from that part of the limb that went out until you hit bone, and then you peel off the meat. The reason for that is you can't cut through the bone because now it'll break the bones of the Korban Pesach. Now, whatever's inner part that didn't go out from where you're cutting, yachol, that you could eat that meat. Whatever's beyond that point, your surf has to be burnt. Now, in general, when you reach bone, so generally, you would cut with a cleaver, with a large knife, and for some other carbon. But like we're discussing, if it's a carbon pesach, you're not allowed to break the bone, as the Torah says explicitly. So you peel it, the meat, up until you get to the joint. And then you could detach the limb that had gone out, some of it, from the joint, which that other limb didn't go out at all. And then you go ahead and throw that bone out, because the bones don't need to be burnt. You could just throw them away. Halacha Gimel. Shticha buris. Let's say there was two groups eating in one house. So, again, they have to be independent. Each group cannot be part of another group. So each group has to make some type of a boundary, some type of perimeter. Shemek says in the pasuk, min habasa chutza, if you take the meat outside, which from tradition they taught us, you have to make it an outer area to the area of where you're eating. So it has to be a clear boundary. Moreover, so this group, they turn their face one way and they eat. And the other group turns their face the other way and they eat. That it shouldn't look like that they're intermingled, these two different groups, which each group has their own group for their Korban Pesach. Now let's say the water that they would be using for diluting their wine was in the middle of the house, between the two different groups. So kishashamash im limzig. So when the waiter gets up to pour and mix the wine, kifetz his pips. He has to close his mouth. Umavz his palm. He has to turn his face. Achamigi it's lachaburasa. Only until he gets back to his chabura. Only then could he eat what's in his mouth. And the reason why that is because it's forbidden for one who's eating to eat in two groups, and we have to make sure it's clear that he's only eating with his group and not fraternizing and mingling and eating with the other group. Now, however, but it is permitted for a bride, a newly married, a newly girl, a woman who's into this new family, to turn her face away because of her group, and by chelas, she could eat in that state even though her mouth is not closed. Because she's embarrassed in front of them, and therefore we allow that dispensation for her to turn around. Halacha, hey, let's say there's two groups, and there was a wall separating, and then the wall broke apart. So they can't eat, because now the perimeter is not there anymore. Or let's say there was one group, in the middle of eating, a wall came up in between them. They can't eat until that wall gets removed. And the reason for that is because these two halachas are flip sides of the same coin. Because one pesach cannot be eaten in two groups. And neither could they go ahead and remove themselves from one group to another group. So that's like for the first halacha. When you have two groups that the wall breached between them, so the wall's not there anymore. It's taking it from one chabur to another chabur because now the other chabur is part of it. And neither can you have the pesach eaten in two chaburas. So you can't have a wall because then it's being made into two chaburas. So therefore, you would have to put it back to the status that it was originally. Halacha vav, b'nei chabura. So continue on regarding the members of the group now that they're getting ready to eat the Korban Pesach. Shenichnesu shleishim hem oyaster lechol peschein. If three or more of them had already entered for the Seder, and they're getting ready to eat the Korban Pesach, v'lei bo'oshar b'nei chabura, the other ones, they're not coming. They're busy with putting the kids to sleep, whatever it is. They're not coming to the Seder to eat the Korban Pesach. So if those three or more members are coming at a normal time when people usually come to eat the Korban Pesach, and the one who's awakens people to come to eat the Seder, he goes to all the rest, and they don't come, and he say, come out, it's time to eat the Seder. So those who did come, they can eat until their hearts desire, until they're full. They don't have to wait for the rest. And even if the latecomers, they come after that. They find those three ate up the whole Korban Pesach. They don't have to compensate them for their portion. Now, let's say only two came. Then they have to wait until there's three. Now, but remember, when do we say this? This is only when they're coming to eat. When they're taking leave, no one ever has to wait for anyone else. I feel like even if it's just only one person finished eating, yatsa be'in etzach lahamtin, he can leave and he doesn't have to wait for anyone else. Halacha Zayin continues regarding who is forbidden to eat from the Korban Pesach. Hamachal kizayis mina pesach. If someone gives to eat an olive size of the Korban Pesach, be'min pesach rishon, be'min pesach sheni, whether from the first Korban Pesach in Nisan or the second one in Iyar, if he gives it l'mum alabay dezara to someone who is rebellious in regards to worshipping idolatry, or l'ger toishav, or to a Gentile who accepted upon the Shem Mitzvah b'nei noyach, and he doesn't worship idolatry, or to a hired laborer who's also a Gentile, so he violates a negative prohibition, but he doesn't get lashes, because the Torah says, don't give it to these individuals. It says, don't give it to a ben necher, but we do give him, although he doesn't get lashes for this, but he didn't do an action, but we do give him rabbinic lashes. As the Rambam explains, how we know this, because when it says in Torah, Uven Necher, the foreign son, Ha'ama Batayra, Zeho Ebed Al Necher, this refers to someone who worships the foreign god, which Abay Dazar. And the Ein Achil Men El Nachri, and you don't feed it to a Gentile, even someone who does not worship Abay Dazar, which is the resident convert or the hired laborer, because it says also, that the Teshav and the Sacher should not eat from it. That's how we know that these individuals, it's forbidden for a Jew to give them to eat. Halachaches, Oral. If there's an uncircumcised Jew, Pesach, he eats an olive-sized piece of the Korban Pesach, like he gets lashes, like it says in the Pasuk, call Aro Lo'ichel Bai, any uncircumcised should not eat from it, and here he's doing an action. Because it says, Lo'ichel Bai, but that teaches us, Bai Hu Shein Lo'ichel, from the Korban Pesach he cannot eat, because Bai is like excluding, Aval Lo'ichel Matzamar, but the other elements, Matzamar, that he could eat from. So too, he could go ahead and feed from the Matzamar to the resident convert and to the hired laborer. Halachat Just like the circumcision of his sons and his slaves holds him back from shechting, from slaughtering the Korban Pesach, as we had in Perikei Halacha Hey, so too holds him back from eating the Korban Pesach. Something like says in the Pasuk. Umalta, I say, you'll circumcise him, but then you give him the Korban Pesach. Now, says the Rambam Ketzad, how so? In other words, when do you ever have a situation that you need a special Pasuk to say that it's going to hold you back from eating the Korban Pesach because they're not circumcised, when you can't even shecht it because they weren't circumcised? So it could be that you'll be able to shecht, to slaughter, but not to eat. How so? Let's say he acquired a slave after the Korban Pesach was already slaughtered. Or Shahoy Leben, let's say he had a son. It wasn't time for the Bris Milah, only after the Pesach was slaughtered. So then, although he was allowed to slaughter, he's not allowed to eat it until he circumcises them. Now, the question is, how is it possible that the son's going to be fit for circumcision after the noon of the 14th of Nisan, where he didn't have this man of Mila yet then, but that he wasn't fit before Shechita? But doesn't Mila start on the 8th day in the morning and every day after that you're fit? So how could it be specifically sometime in the afternoon? So it's, for example, let's say the child had a fever and then he got rid of the fever. That he needs exactly 7 days to the hour from the day that he was healed, where that was, let's say, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and only then is he fit for the Bris Milah. So that could be after the Shechita, because it's already afternoon, but before the eating of the Korban Pesach. Ukugaino, for example, let's say Shekova Einoi, or let's say his eye was in pain, so we're not going to do a circumcision, but Vanir Pesach HaShechita, but then he was healed after the slaughtering, which there you don't have to wait 7 days. Aishayu Tumtum, let's say he was a Tumtum, which is that the general area was covered over with a layer of skin, and there's no arla to do a milan, the nikra, and then it was tore open after shechita sapesach, after slaughtering korban pesach. The nimzach we find that is a mela, and therefore the chiv only started after the shechita. That's what we're saying, that it also will be an ak of him, not only from the shechita sapesach, but also the arlas of avodah and banam, also from the evening of korban pesach.